all staying in this morning. So kids, you're all with us. If there are any kids left from camp and from holidays, etc., we're all together this morning. Occasionally we do this. And we've been thinking about sheep. How sheep need someone to look after them. Because sheep, like we saw, are a little bit stupid. Sheep aren't very big, they're not very strong, and they're not very clever. And sheep need someone to provide for them and give them what they need, and someone to protect them from the things that try and do them harm, from the dangers in life. So I need your help. This morning I have got a whiteboard, and I want you to help me by telling me what things sheep need. So we've got two columns. If you can't read that, provides and protects. So let's shout out, what things do sheep need? Anyone can shout out that they need to be provided for. What things do sheep need? Who's got an answer? Grass, water. Water, what else? Shepherd, we'll come to that in a bit. Yes. What's that? Leaves, they need leaves. Yep, did you have an answer as well? Milk. Leaves and milk. Lucky sheep. What else do they need?
Shearing.
Yes. Shearing. Tirzah, what was that?
Air.
Air, to breathe. Air. Shearing. Someone else said something.
Shelter.
A bed, that'll do for now. What things do sheep need to be protected from? What dangers do sheep have?
Wolves.
What else? What? A dog. What else? Bad shepherds. You mean thieves? What was that?
Rustlers.
Rustlers. As in thieves. So they need someone to provide all these things for them and someone to protect them. They need a shepherd. And shepherds aren't these kind of nice, cuddly things who are all meek and mild. Shepherds have to be tough to provide and protect like that. I got a couple of photos of some shepherds. Where's this shepherd from? Where do we think this shepherd might be from? Somalia, there's one guest. Where else? Iran is another guest. Kenya. Yeah, I don't actually know, but I think those are good guesses. Kenya, Somalia, Iran, good guesses. Okay, next photo. Where's this guy from? Tirzah, anyone up there? Nope, Tirzah.
Afghanistan.
He's not from Afghanistan. It's a good guess, though. Sudan. Iran. Not Iran. Not Saudi Arabia. He's from Syria. He's a Syrian Bedouin. But yeah, that was a difficult one. So, shepherds need to be big and tough. Now, I need some volunteers. So, I need four volunteers. Who wants to help me? You've already been up. Someone else hasn't been up. Anyone up there who wants to come and help me in a little sketch? No one? Oh, I'm gonna choose the guys who've already been up. No one? Okay, Nathan, come on up. Asta, you stay. I'll choose you if no kids come up. Okay, no one up there? Okay, yep, come on up. Is it Frida or Eleanor?
Eleanor.
Maddie coming up, no one else is volunteering. I need one more. Ah, yes. Emmanuel, coming up. Right. Right, so I've got three sheep and one shepherd. So you're the biggest, Nathan, you can be the shepherd. So you guys are sheep. You'll have to hold that on. Let's see if this one works. Or you might have to hold it on as well. Oh, look. She's seven. Okay. What's that? Oh, okay. Right, three sheep and a shepherd. Now, shepherds need a rod and a staff. This is a rod and a staff from Kenya. These are Maasai ones. A rod to protect, protects against rustlers, thieves, and against wild animals. And a staff to kind of keep the sheep in line, whack them if they're going in the wrong way. Now, you're not going to use these because these could cause real harm. This is your rod. Okay. So as a shepherd, your job is to provide for your sheep and protect them. So sheep, I want you to go to different parts of this room. So go to different parts of this room. Just go, someone go to the back. Maddie, you go over there, if you can see. Go carefully. Emmanuel, why don't you go down there to the back there? Watch the steps. Now your job is to gather the sheep in one group. Lead them to the grass and to the water. Lead them to the grass and the water, and then if you see any danger, you chase the danger away with this. And you could give it a gentle hit with this. Just a gentle hit, okay? So go ahead, gather the sheep. Where are the other sheep? You need to gather all the sheep. Can we have the roving mic on as well? Yep, bring them all together. Bring them all together. What is that? What is that? Quick, your sheep is running. Chase them away. Chase the wolf away. Chase the wolf away. Well done, Nathan. Nathan, you got a sheep over there. You got a sheep over there. Quick, gather. Gather the sheep that's scattered. Bring the sheep to the grass and water. It's all right. He's not a real wolf. He's not a real wolf. Don't worry, Eleanor. Come on up, Eleanor. It's all right. He's not a real wolf. He's big and cuddly. He's big and cuddly. Now, come and eat some grass. Eat some grass. There you go. Well done for providing for the sheep and protecting them. You can also have some grass. Let's give our wolf some grass as well. Thanks, guys. Have a seat. So shepherds provide for their sheep and they protect their sheep. King David, who wrote Psalm 23 that we're looking at this morning, he was a shepherd. We can remember how he was looking after his sheep when his brothers were going off to war to fight against the Philistines and fight against Goliath. And he was looking after his father's sheep. And here's what he said. Let's have the next slide, please, Mark. Here's what he said, if you can read that, when he was talking to King Saul before he fought against Goliath. David said, "I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death." David was a shepherd who provided for his sheep and protected his sheep against lions and bears and wolves. But David also knew that he was a sheep. Did I say he was a sheep before? He was a shepherd. But he also knew that he was a sheep. A sheep who needed a shepherd. He was the king of Israel. He was a mighty warrior. The best king that Israel had ever had. But he knew that he needed a shepherd. Someone to look after him. Someone to provide for him. Someone to protect him. And so he wrote Psalm 23. Let's have the next slide. Psalm 23. And he said, "Who's my shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows." He's talking about how the Lord, his shepherd, provides for him. "He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." Talking about how the Lord, his shepherd, provides for him. And then talking about verse 4, how the Lord, his shepherd, protects him. "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." That's King David, a shepherd, but also a sheep who knew that he needed providing for and protecting. So I need your help again. Let's have another go at this. And think not about sheep this time, but about us, people. What do we need? What do we need to be provided? And what do we need to be protected from? So go on. Let's shout out things that we as people need. First of all, who's got?
Love.
We need love.
Chakula.
Chakula. Eleanor, you should know that's your mother tongue. Food. We need love. We need food. God. We need God. Protection. We need protection. We'll do that here in a minute. Mercy. Was that drink I heard? We need mercy. We need drink. What else do we need? What was that? Worship.
Work.
We need work. What else? Was that money? We need money. Shelter. Very good. Okay, what do we need to be protected from? What are the dangers that we face? People.
Sin.
What else? Enemies. Who are our enemies? What else? Satan and his devices. What else? Who else?
Thieves.
You and your thieves, Martin. Death. Yeah, so we need, as humans, to be provided for and to be protected from these things. We need someone to do that for us. We need a shepherd. Someone big and tough. Now, we've got several shepherds, haven't we? People who look after us, people who provide for us, people who protect us. We've got our parents who feed us, house us, give us pocket money. We've got the government that give us food if we don't have jobs, that provide jobs for us, that have armies that protect us from foreign invaders. We've got friends who might help us out if we need help. Parents, friends, governments. We have shepherds who look after us. But can they always look after us? Can they always protect us? Can they always provide for us? Are they big enough and mighty enough to always provide for us and protect us? The answer is no. Our parents, however good they are, will fail. I've failed as a parent. I've only been a parent 3.5 months. But we'll fail. Our parents will fail. The government can't protect us against terrorists, against mad people. And our friends might even turn away occasionally. We need someone who is big enough and mighty enough who will never fail, who can defeat every single enemy, who can provide for everything that we need. And the only person who can do that is Jesus. Jesus is the only good shepherd. King David wrote Psalm 23 and said, "The Lord is his shepherd." 1,000 years later, Jesus came along and he said, "I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd who provides." He showed that he can provide by feeding 5,000 people from a few loaves of bread and a few fish, proving that he provides what we need and more. And then he said, let's have the next slide, Mark. And then he said this, "Don't worry about these things. What we will eat, what we'll drink, what we'll wear, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he'll give you everything that you need." He promises to provide for us, not everything we want, but everything we need. He can do that because he's the king of the universe. And our parents aren't. And our governments, however good they are, aren't. But Jesus is. He's the good shepherd who provides. He's the good shepherd who protects. "Deliver us from evil" is what we pray in the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? He protects. He doesn't promise an easy life with no difficulties and no pain and no challenges, but promises that he will be with us when we walk through that dark valley. When times are tough, he'll be there. And he is big enough and mighty enough to see off all enemies. Enemies physically here, whether it be they thieves, or spiritual enemies, Satan, sin, death, all these things that we might fear now, we need not fear, because Jesus is the good shepherd who provides and protects. And he's proved that by laying down his life. Next slide, please, Mark. What did he say? John 10, verse 10. "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep." That's how we know that he is the good shepherd. He sacrificed his life for the sheep. 2,000 years ago on the cross, he laid down his life for his sheep, to provide for them, to provide forgiveness, mercy, love, salvation, access into a relationship with God, what we truly need. Eternal life, a rich and satisfying life. He provided for that at the cross, and he protected us at the cross by defeating our enemies, Satan, sin, and death. Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep to provide for them and to protect for them.